Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very, very well, because we also have another special friend. We got Pat Jannetty from the Mickey Dudes Podcast here tonight, and he said he's buying, Dan, so let's drink, buddy, and
all
talk
right.
Some Disney. Hey, Pat.
Hello, gentlemen. I don't remember saying I'll buy, but since I'm the guest, you know I will.
Well, we bought last time, Pat.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's in the fine print on the contract that you signed.
I'm gonna have to talk to John about that and see what contract he has, too.
Well, we can't afford to pay for John. I mean, we had to take a second mortgage out on the bar just to cover his tab.
He's not beer solo for nothing.
No, we told him domestic, and that's it. No more of this, these designer beers. I mean, He's calling up distributors trying to get all these beers in I never heard of.
No micro brews for John.
No. Well, me and Den left the bar, and there was like 15 new taps set up. I didn't know what the heck was going on. So it's wonderful to have you on. How's the podcast been going, Pat?
You know, we're having a lot of fun with it, you know, and we're doing a lot of different shows. And, you know, the one that just went out recently with master artist Kevin John, Disney master artist Kevin John, was a lot of fun to do, you know. And we're just, you know, I like it. We're talking Disney, and we get to, you know, talk about things that we enjoy about Disney. And there's so many of us, so there's so many differing opinions. But then you get to interview people or talk to people or be on great shows like yours. And, you know, like we were saying right before we went on, like this small little Disney community that we've kind of become friendly and friends with, you know, it's a really good group to be friends with. You know, it's a lot of great people. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It seems like every time we turn around, somebody's down there. So you're getting to live a little Disney through one of our friends.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you were just down there recently. Do you have a good time or what? I mean, I seen you were slumming it over at the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I we weren't at the Poly. I get it. But yeah, no, we were there a month ago, and it was a lot of fun. We did a split stay at Kidani and the Beach Club, so it was a good time. That's for sure.
So you let your poor wife hurt her back so you guys could get upgraded. Is that how it worked?
Shh, don't tell anybody. Yeah, you know, it was funny because, again, when you have six people, and the problem is that if you don't want the one-bedroom villa or the two-bedroom villa, you get just the two deluxe studios, and that's fine. You know, it kind of just fits us. We're just there at night, so it's not that big of a deal. And so we're separated at night. She throws out her back, and magic happens. I, you know, who knows? You know, it all worked out in the end. She was happy, so it worked.
Yeah, so you ended up booking a regular of a smaller unit, and then they upgraded you guys to the three-bedroom Granville when she got hurt, correct?
Yeah, it was not funny, but it was funny at the same time, you know. So I go to – she tries to pull out the sleeper sofa, can't do it, and it jams. And then all of a sudden, she just wrenches and throws out her back. She calls me, and the thing is jammed. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. She already called down to the front desk, and it was like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, so on and so forth. It was ridiculous. So finally, I went down there and talked to them. And, you know, they kept saying, well, have they come yet? Have they come yet? And I said, not yet. I kept checking and texting back and forth with my wife. And an hour passes still. Well, they're going to be right up. They're going to be right up. And nobody showed. So that's when, you know, they really started to kind of like, oh, boy, this is not good. They offered the world to us, you know, if she needs a scooter, if she needs this, if she needs medical attention. My wife is as stubborn and as proud as you can get. So I knew she wasn't taking that. So, you know, and since they didn't send anybody up, they couldn't fix the bed. They said, well, here's what we'll do. We'll upgrade you. And they upgraded us to a three-bedroom Grand Villa Savannah View.
Oh, you lucky dog.
And it was bigger than my house.
They're like, what, 2,300 square feet?
2,200 square feet. Okay. We walked in and I knew what it was. Like, I knew what it was, but I didn't know it was like this extravagant. And when she told me that she was upgrade, I was like, excuse me? And she's like, yeah, this is, you know, a once in a lifetime opportunity. You should definitely take this. And I was like, okay.
No, to twist my arm. The only thing I was confused with, when I listened to that episode, I was riding on my lawn tractor and I'm roaming around and I'm like, why isn't the big football coach opening up the bed? Why is his poor little wife opening up the bed? That's where I was a little confused.
Because that's where the stubbornness comes in. I was already taking care of the other two boys in my room, and then I was going to go over and do hers. She was having nothing of that. She's like, oh, I could do it. And so she goes to do it, and she throws out her back.
Well, I know from now on you'll be opening up the sleeper sofa.
Oh, yeah. If there's that. Well, actually, wait a minute.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Not if he wants to stay in a grand villa, he's not.
Exactly.
We all must sacrifice, right, Pat?
That I'll sacrifice for.
Yeah, the greater good.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
And that is great that you had that opportunity with your family to stay in a grand villa because, again, I don't know how many points you own, but it's very likely you may never have gotten the opportunity or maybe been able to stay a night or two down the road if you banked and, you know, your points in order to get that many because, you know, they're quite pricey from a point perspective per night, correct?
Oh, absolutely. This is on a regular or non-peak season. It's 85 points a night. Peak season, it's 105 points a night.
Right.
Yeah, so you know, that's almost even complaining doing that.
Yeah. You know, it's $2,100 or $1,800 to $2,100 if you rented it out just with cash. You know, it's insanity. Yeah, there's zero chance I'd ever stay in this.
Right. So, I mean, you had – that was definitely a bucket list or living list item for you and your family.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a place that has four bathrooms, two living rooms, a full kitchen, a full dining room, master bedroom, three different balconies. It was mind-blowing. But it was awesome. It was fantastic.
And you were able to look out right on the Savannah, right?
Yes, absolutely. From all the different balconies all overlooking the Savannah, it was phenomenal.
The only way that would work budget wise is if like when we get older and you had like four or five couples that wanted to go rent it together.
Right, exactly. And what was great about this is each kid got their own bed now, and they were all separated. They weren't crammed together. So really, it worked out really nice. They were all on the second floor. My wife and I were on the first floor. So, you know, I definitely am not complaining about the setup. That's for sure.
No, and the thing, what I'm saying is, like, with you guys, there's six of you, so you got to cover half the expense. But if it was, like, six couples or five couples where everybody has a room and you're all splitting it five ways, it wouldn't be that bad to have if you all want to get together and hang out like that for a week. Then it would be worth it.
Exactly. And the scary thing is there's so much room in this place that you could have all that and have so much room for people to hang out and still have extra space. We had so much room in there. We didn't know what to do with it half the time.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nice.
Now, did it seem strange? Not strange, but like when you went back to a normal studio or a one bedroom, was it like, oh, we can't live in this. This is unacceptable.
That's what I kept saying to the kids. Like, don't get used to this because in 2 days' time, we have to go slum it at the beach club and get a regular room.
Right.
Poor baby. I'm going to a Target after this to get the sympathy card. Send over to you, my man.
Yeah, so you know, it was definitely funny just walking in and seeing the difference in size in the room, but you know, we were like, it's Disney, we don't care.
Now, one of the great things about the Animal Kingdom, and I'm sure you guys got the chance to explore it quite a bit, isn't it like a learning experience? Like you're learning the whole time you're there with all the artifacts and the building and the animals. You're always learning something at that resort, and especially with you with having the kids, I bet it was a lot of fun to roam around and experience the hotel.
Yeah, no, and that's one of the best things about whether it's down at Kidani or up at Jumbo House. Didn't really matter where we were. You know, the kids really enjoyed just kind of exploring. And sometimes I'd be like, all right, guys, just go look around, you know, and they'd go to the different savannas or they'd, you know, where in Jumbo House where the pool is in the back, there's another savanna you can see. And they were looking at flamingos and just different areas were awesome. And the different artifacts and the kids really did enjoy it. The theming there in both Kidani and Jumbo are just off the charts, which you guys know. And, you know, I really appreciated that my kids actually appreciated it. It was a fantastic.
Yeah, we loved the, like, looking at all the African artifacts and just sitting in the rooms. Like, early in the morning, we'd get up and go sit at one of the different – because there's so many little nook and crannies around there, too, where, like, exploration areas. Like, if you're – because we stayed in the regular lodge. We haven't stayed over in DVC yet. When we've stayed there, it's been at the lodge. And then you even have, the night vision goggles and the night vision areas where you can look through to out into the savannah. Isn't that really cool?
Yeah, it's spectacular. It's something that, you know, it's, again, one of those things that it's the Disney difference. It's the not simple things, but it's the different things that they put out there that just makes it that much better. And to be able to see that at nighttime, it was pretty awesome.
Dennis loves it. I put a request in for you, Dan. I'm going to lighten up the wood. I'm going to put some oak in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've told the story. When we bought in the DVC pad, we had our choice of Saratoga or Animal Kingdom, and they had both of the mock-ups available too. And we went into both, and people think we're crazy because of how beautiful the Kendani is. We chose Saratoga because of the, you know, to us, not to us. I mean, Kendani, the theming, it's just dark. The wood is dark. The fabrics are dark. And it just didn't seem bright and cheery to us, where, you know, Saratoga is the polar opposite of Kendani from a, you know, from an interior perspective. So we chose Saratoga. And again, Doug's kind of teasing me here, because most people would say, how could you not pick, you know, Animal Kingdom, because it's beautiful. No. It was just a personal choice.
No, I can
for us.
See that. Now you seem like a genius, because with the
I
whole
was just going to say that.
With the whole Disney Springs, I mean, Saratoga Springs has the best food court of all. Like, we do next year's draft. I'm automatically putting the kibosh on it. All those restaurants do not come with Saratoga Springs.
Right. You can't do that. No way. Right.
Even though I said this, that it's kind of like Saratoga Springs' dining area, you can't do that. But it's amazing how beautiful Disney Springs looks with the whole Saratoga Springs now. It's beautiful over there.
No doubt. Go ahead, Pat.
No, that's what I was going to say. You know, unlike John, I was there a month ago. Not, you know, I missed the grand opening of everything by a month, not by a day.
Oh, John's taking a beat.
We love you, John. Yeah. Disney Springs opens the 15th. We're going the 14th. We'll show them.
Yeah, you know, so it was great to see all that. But, you know, I never really paid much attention to how close Saratoga actually was. And then to look over and see how close it actually is, I'm like, wow. And I did think of you, Dennis, and I tried to get a picture with my phone to send to you, but I wasn't able to get a good enough shot with my phone. And I'm just like, this is it. I know it's spectacular to be able to stay that close now.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Pat. If you ever go to the boathouse, or maybe you've been or whatever, but they have a bar that juts out onto the water there. I forget what it's called. But when you're sitting at that bar, if you had a baseball in your hand, you could throw it onto the lawn of Saratoga Springs. It's that close to the Congress Park section of Saratoga.
Now, you hit a gold mine there, Dan, with this remodel. I have to tell you, I can't wait to be I'll be coming down the river from Riverside, and I'll be meeting you down there to have a good old time, my buddy.
Yeah, but I still think I was a genius even before I made that decision. But
well,
let it go.
At least one of us does, so it's okay. Pat's going to stay neutral here. He'll be Switzerland.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
So what are some of the highlights from the lodge?
I would definitely, you know, we went down with this trip with a different mindset. It wasn't about the parks. It was about getting away and just kind of relaxing. So we did a lot with the pools, and both pools, you know, unlike the other pools that we've been at, we know we've been at Art of Animation, we've been to the Poly, we've been to Beach Club, you know, and things of that, you know, they're big pools. They're exciting. But Kidani and Jumbo House both, you know, you get to see all like the trees, and it just the way it's themed, it seems like you're not there. You're, you know, far away. And it was so relaxing. Even my wife said it to me. She's like, you have no stress right now. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. I said, because it's just, you know, you look around and you could see animals, and you can see, you know, the different kind of trees and flowers, and, you know, even just the buildings themselves. It all just fits so perfectly that it takes you away. And it was pretty phenomenal, just to be able to do that for 2 days, and because we didn't hit the park until our third day.
That's nice.
Right. So, you know, just to be able to just relax the whole time doing both pools at the main lodge and at Kidani was a lot of fun. The kids couldn't have asked, you know, for better weather, and they were so excited the whole time we were there. Just to be, you know, my kids are pool rats. They'll stay in the pool all day. They have no problem with that.
Well, we actually, last time we stayed there, we were over at where the Pink Flamingos are.
Yep.
We stayed right there, and we had the bar, the pool bar, was right outside my room. I could basically walk off my balcony and go right into the pool bar.
Hey, perfect.
It was awesome. I remember I watched the Eagles game there at the pool bar with a bunch of nice people. There was actually somebody else there from Philly, so we were making fools of ourselves, which is a good thing. That was actually when McNabb was on the team. We were actually good at the time.
I was about to say, when you guys were still good.
Yeah, we were real good. We were, and that was during the four NFC championship games in a row.
Good.
But the pool there is gorgeous. You're right, Pat. And that whole area is just and when you come into that resort, when you enter it, it's just like you feel like you're going into an African safari.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. It takes you to another place. And that's another thing that I just love about Disney. Once you're inside the bubble, you know, that's the best part about it. You just – a lot of your stress and a lot of your worries goes away. But even when I was down there, it was even tenfold because it's so different. It's so extravagant, and the theming is so off the charts that it's ridiculous.
No, I love that resort. It's my second favorite resort. You know, my first, you know, everybody knows is Riverside, but Animal Kingdom is a very, very close second.
Mm-hmm.
So, GECO, how'd you enjoy that? You said you ate over at GECO?
Yep. GECO was very nice, and I was very impressed by the service. I was impressed by, you know, my wife loves wine. She was very impressed by the wine selection, and the food was just was so good. I got a pork shank. She got scallops, and I'm not a seafood person.
Scallops are awesome there, aren't they?
Like, I said, I got to try it, and it made me a scallop person. I'm like, holy cow, these are ridiculous.
But the whole thing with the scallop is, Pat, and my wife hated them too, until I started making them for her and showing her how they're supposed to be cooked. If they're not caramelized, you don't want them.
Right.
You want to be there's and they should flake. They shouldn't be like a rubber ball.
Exactly. And that was the thing that always turned me off to scallops, because when I used to try them, that was the thing. They were always prepared wrong, I guess. And that's just how I thought it was. GECO completely changed my mind on that. And now I'm like, yeah, I'll take this any day of the week.
So you went with did you go with the lamb shank or the pork shank?
The pork shank.
Good boy. You know the lamb on this show. Do you like lamb or no?
I'll eat it, but I'll take pork 100 out of 100 times over it.
Yeah, that has the baby Brussels sprouts, yep. And the risotto. Oh, the risotto there is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yep. The whole dish was insane, and I was, like I said, the service was just top notch, and you could tell it's a signature restaurant, and there's no doubt about it.
It has.
So, Pat,
I'm just curious.
Oh, sorry, Doug. Did you have a babysitter for the night, or how did that?
Our oldest of the four is 16, so. Built-in babysitter. So anytime we do go down, you know, we at least get one date night. So we chose that as our date night to go.
That's very nice. And again, you didn't mention that. And I was just wondering. I said, there's no way he brought all the kids to GECO.
No.
No, oh, that's nice. More of a BOMA.
Yeah, it's true.
No, but it's like there's something about GECO. It has its own specific atmosphere about it, with that flame going within the kitchen.
Yep.
With the bread, I mean, the bread. How was the appetizer? Did you get the bread service with that, or?
Yep. Yeah, it was good, and we also got that, and we got by the recommendation of the waiter. It was like a spinach. It was almost like a Greek dish, spanakopita, and that's the way he described it. But it was with an African flair. And it was just so flaky and delicious, and that with the bread service, it was awesome.
Yeah, because me and Brent love the bread service. It's like, but we sit there and yell at each other because we can eat the whole thing and then it ruins your meal.
Yeah, and then you don't want anything else. You're absolutely right.
But you're just – now, did you have any of the African beers?
Yes, I had – I want to say the Tusker Lager, I do believe.
Yeah, that's what I had, and I have to admit I'm not a fan of the African beers. I couldn't acquire a taste for it.
Right. I'll take it. I'll leave it. It doesn't really matter. It's just I had to get one because I was there.
Yeah, because you want to experience the culture.
Yep, exactly.
And I did the same thing. And they will not even I don't know if they do now, but the last two times we ate there, they did not serve any domestic beers.
Yeah, I don't recall, but I can't say for definite only because I know I wasn't looking for one either.
Yeah, we got to get you over there, Dan.
Yeah, one of these times. I mean, I've eaten everywhere else, but I've eaten at, what is it, Mara there, the quick service downstairs, and I've eaten at the Boma a couple of times, but I haven't have yet to make it to Jico.
Nah, yeah. You'll enjoy it then. You really, really will. I mean, like I said, me and Brenda really loved it there. And did you guys go out to the Night Savannah after that, or what did you guys do?
Yep. You know, we went out and we looked at the, you know, the where there's the, you know, the Night Savannah, saw some of the animals, which was nice. And the fire was going. It was very nice. It was romantic.
There you go, good boy. That's a good thing with the built-in babysitter. Now, what did you get them to eat before they left? Did you at least feed them or not? Yeah,
we went to the Mara and got them food, and then we said, all right, see you guys later.
Later, dudes. Well, that worked out good because you weren't headed to the park, so you didn't have to worry about taking a park day away from the kids.
Exactly. So it was not a problem at all. The kids were loving life.
And that's pretty good overall. I mean, the fact you didn't go to the parks for, what did you say, 2 days, 3 days? And
yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you were still able to keep the kids entertained, and in fact, you said they really enjoyed themselves. So that just goes to speak for the Disney resorts and all the other stuff on property to do. Here you have four world-class theme parks at your fingertips, and you know the kids were just as content staying at the resort and hanging out and doing stuff there.
Yeah, you know, we were there in August, and I think that helped. So, you know, we were there for 8 days, I think, in August it was. And, you know, we hit a park every day. And I think the kids were, you know, the kids told me, you know, my 10-year-old, he said he enjoyed this trip more than August. Wow. You know, that's how much my kids love the pool and love things like that, where they don't have to go to the theme park all the time, which is great. Because I don't have a problem with it either. It doesn't matter to me. I like the relaxing aspect of it.
Just as long as you're in the bubble.
Exactly. 100%.
Right. And a lot of people, you know, it's a shame, and I've done it too. I mean, we overlook or don't take advantage of all the amenities we have at all these different resorts because there is so much to do. And, of course, you want to go to the theme parks, but to be able to take full advantage of, you know, you're paying for them, the pool and the bars and the different things. And I know they have activities at, you know, certain times of the day for the kids and, you know, in the pools and stuff. And there's all kinds of things to do at these resorts if you, you know, if you spend the day at them just checking out all the stuff. I mean, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, my 6-year-old, I don't think could have been happier than with the staff that did the pool games and dances and all that from like 1 to 3 every afternoon. Right. He was there, and he enjoyed that as much as going to the park. I had no doubt in my mind about that.
Well, this is where I get in arguments with the knuckleheads at my job, and they are knuckleheads, and I'll confirm it. But they'll sit there, how do you go to Disney? Blah, blah, blah. What are you going down there for again? You know, Joe Cool wants to sit on his beach chair down the Jersey Shore with his big pot belly, get no exercise, you know, and just sit there and drink all week. And it's not – what I try to explain to them is you could spend a week at a Disney resort, not even go to the parks and have a great time. It's as nice as any one of these islands you'll go to. Like, if you go to Sandals or you go to Jamaica, any of those resorts, most people stay at the resort and swim in the pools.
Right.
And I could do that at the Animal Kingdom or the Beach Club and have just as – or Polly and have just as good of a time and know my room is clean for the most part.
Yeah.
Right then on the last show, I'm joking.
Sorry, Common.
Yeah. But, you know that you're going to be taken care of. Feel safe in the bubble. And that's what they don't get of how world-class the resorts are at the parks.
No, and you're absolutely right. And one of the shows that we recorded recently or just released, I can't even remember right now, and that's one of the things I said. I said – one of the things I've finally been able to answer to people, oh, you're going to Disney again. And that's the first thing I say. I say, do you ever say anything to anybody that goes to the Jersey Shore every year? And especially coming from New England, people go to the Jersey Shore all the time. And they're like, well, no. And I'm like, well, then what's the difference? I could have more fun, have more things to do. And if I want to lay on a beach for 7 days, I can do that in Disney. But I also have world-class restaurants, world-class water parks, world-class theme parks. I said, and my choice of different resorts that I can keep going to and visit and see all these other different things. And to be honest with you, it is more expensive to go to Disney. I get that, but the value is not much different.
I'll tell you what. You can, if you go to Avalon, Ocean
Oh,
City,
yeah, absolutely.
or any
Right.
of those resorts, and I don't know if you've ever been. Have you been to any of them?
I grew up going to Wildwood as a kid.
Okay, watch the tram car, please.
Oh, exactly.
By the end of the week, you want to drive that tram car right into the ocean.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but, you know, and I grew up going to Wildwood, too. That's the only free beach. I was
Right.
telling Dennis how it's all beach tags down here.
Yep.
But if you go to Avalon, Ocean City, Long Beach Island, it'll cost you more to rent the house than it will to stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge for the week.
Oh, absolutely. I've done Long Beach Island before, and it was $2,000 or $3,000 for the house for the week. Yeah.
Exactly. And by the third day, everybody's sitting in the house watching TV.
Yep, exactly.
And you're drinking on the porch at the barbecue.
Yep.
You do the same thing that you do at home all week, and except sometimes you're renting a house with people that you don't get along with 4 or 5 days into the trip.
Yeah, my wife even said it. She's like, I didn't get it until this past trip. Mm-hmm. And about, you know, 2 or 3 days in, she's like, I finally – no, we were at the beach club. So, yeah, it was by Tuesday of the trip. She's like, I finally get it. She mm-hmm. goes – and as recently as we're planning our next trip, she's like, you're sucking me into this Disney thing. I said, it's not me. I go, it's just Disney itself. I go, that's just what they do. I go, because they're that good at it.
Exactly. You got to learn how to, and you know, I moan and groan, and me and Dan get in trouble for not being the happy podcast all the time as far as the prices. And I hate to go off on it, but that's the only bitter thing. There's a certain way that they're starting to make you feel bad about it, but for the most part, the money is worth it if you compare it to everything else that you're doing.
Exactly.
Because the Jersey Shore, Dan, and Dan, you barely. Dennis will tell you when he'll tell me they're going to the shore, and he never sounds as happy going to the beach as he does going
no,
to Disney.
Not at all. It's something I just have to do sometimes.
It's like
I mean.
His penance. It's
yes,
like...
exactly.
So how'd you like heading over to the beach club?
The beach club was completely, it was like you want to just turn the switch to night and day, and kind of like Dennis was saying about Saratoga, like the dark woods of Kidani and Animal Kingdom Lodge over to the beach club where everything's bright and shiny and beachy and all that stuff. And it was very different, but also an appreciated difference where, you know, you could definitely feel the mood and everything of the pool and the sun and everything there. But I love the proximity to Epcot. I loved being able to walk over to the boardwalk. I love being able to take the boat past the Swan and Dolphin because I've never stayed in that area before. I've only walked around the area. Mm. So to be able to spend a good amount of time right there was pretty special in its own right. And that was, you know, I'm really, to be honest, I think I'm getting to become like one of their resort junkies. And seeing these resorts is as big of a deal to me right now as going to the parks. So seeing this, you know, be able to knock Beach Club off the list, Yacht Club off the list, Boardwalk off the list, all at the same time was pretty special.
I bet you had a grand time.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, Denny, he loves it over at the Beach Club. Did you get a chance to eat at the Captain's Grill, or did you do any of that, or did you do all counter service over in that area?
We did Beaches and Cream because we wanted the kids to experience the kitchen sink.
And you guys have 60, so you have a pretty good shot of taking
but
care of that.
The rule is the parents could not touch it.
Oh, that's a bad rule.
We wanted the kids to see if they can do it because they were talking a lot of junk before we left.
Oh, there you go. Well, I get that.
You know,
I get that then.
Four boys, they're like, oh, we could do this. We got this. No problem. The problem is my two oldest boys, they're skin and bones. And they don't eat. And then my two youngest, they're a little bit bigger. They're more like me, and they can eat. So it was just one of those things that I didn't think was going to work. And they did a pretty good job. They probably got 75% to 80% of it done, but they threw in the towel.
How much brain freeze was going on? I bet that was the fun part.
Definitely, especially with the 6-year-old. He kept eating too fast.
Now, did you film the whole thing? Or
That was not allowed because they're like, you can't embarrass us. You know, they're at that age.
You could have blackmailed them for the rest of their lives.
Exactly. They're smart enough to realize,
yes.
I don't want any photo proof of this.
So what you guys do, I know you didn't have – so first of all, to your buddy Dave, blah, 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 they must give you Park Hopper. So, and there was fill in the blah blah blahs. But did you guys did have Park Hopper for the week, correct?
No, we literally only because we only got one day of park tickets. Because like I said, it was only a trip for the resorts relaxing. We went to one park one day, and that was it.
And then where'd you go?
We went to Magic Kingdom.
Okay. Did you what did you partake in?
Well, it was great because we got there real early. We knew we were going to do it on Wednesday of the trip, so we were there from Sunday to Thursday. It was the one day with extra magic hours at night. So the plan was rope drop, get there, get stuff done, and then go back for a while, and then go back to the Magic Kingdom at night. So we get there at rope drop, which was nice, seeing the opening ceremonies and all that. And then we went right to the left side of the park. I always believe in
go left.
I always do it. I think it's just a smarter bet because everybody either wants to go to the Mine Train or Space Mountain to the right. And we got Jungle Cruise, Splash Mountain, Pirates, Big Thunder Mountain, all done within the first hour, all walk-ons. Then we crossed over to the park. Space Mountain was still short line. I think it was like 10 minutes. We did that. Astro Orbiter, which I did for the first time, which I was pretty disappointed in it. Not that spectacular, and it was really short, but whatever.
No, I'm not an Astro Orbiter fan either. Yeah. I forget it's there half the time.
What right. about if you're afraid of heights, Pat? Is that an issue, or do you think it would be an issue?
My wife is afraid of heights, and she did not enjoy it.
Okay.
She was a little bit shaky when she came off. She didn't even like the elevator going up. and then we went to the TTA, obviously, had to get that in.
Yes.
And my kids are all like, why do we go on this? My wife's like, shut up. Dad likes it.
Yes. Well, next time you can get a little rope and tie them all off and you ride it by yourself down the bottom. Teach them that way, Pat.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll appreciate it a little bit more.
So we got 7, 8, 9 rides in or whatever right in the morning. And by 11 o'clock, between 11 and noon, then we went back to Beach Club. And we spent some hours there at the pool relaxing again, showered up, cleaned up. And then we went back at night. And we had all our fast passes for the night. But the problem was it rained. Mm. So that kind of screwed a little bit of it up. Because we were able to eat. We ate at the Friar's Nook and got pot roast macaroni and cheese.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, and the barbecue chicken macaroni and cheese, which was very good. And then we started riding a few rides, and then the Florida downpour, and it just poured. So we rode a few things on the inside, Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor, Buzz Lightyear. And then some of my kids retired. My wife was tired, and me and the 10-year-old – we said, you want to stick around? Mm-hmm. So my son Ethan and I, we decided to stick around for about an hour or so. And we went back to the left side of the park and walked on Pirates, walked on Splash, walked on Big Thunder Mountain twice, and did Haunted Mansion, all walk-ons. Just, it was – no one was in the park after the rain.
The park cleared out because of the
Absolutely.
Rain.
Absolutely. And it was fantastic. It was probably like, how they felt, with this $150, extra magic time or whatever it is at
You're
night.
You're in for that, right, Pat?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what happened to us in February, the trip with my mother-in-law. It started raining. It was cold out. We had Epcot. Epcot was like – I was joking around with cast members and kidding with them. Are you still open? Because my godson and my brother-in-law did Mission Space like 6 straight times.
Yeah.
And I told him every time now he does something stupid. I said you shouldn't have did it 6 times, man.
Yeah.
It was my brother. I did it once with him, and then I went roaming and I hung out in Mouse Gears, went over to Intervention, stuff like that. I couldn't do. I did Splash Mountain 10, 12 times, but I couldn't do. Mission Space, do you like that ride, Pat?
I've only done the green side because whenever I do it, I take the youngest on with me. I'm not a big fan of getting off a ride and feeling, nauseous.
Ruining your day.
Right. So I've never had any real desire to do the orange side. So I'm happy with the green side. Green side's fine for me.
The silliest thing we ever did was, and not we, but me and my wife are a team. So I say we, and I love you, honey. But for some reason, we're sitting there the 1 year, and I'm down there with my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and all, and nobody wants to go on Body Wars. And my nephew wants to do it. He's like 16, 17 at the time, my godson. And my wife goes, I'll go on with you. I'm like, you're what? She gets car sick like me. She can't even read in the car.
Mm.
And I'm like, I've read everything about this. It's a no. And she's like, oh, I'll be fine. My nephew thought she was going to, like, totally destroy his whole outfit by the time she So for, like, 2 hours, I'm getting her back to life. It was like she just went 15 rounds with Tyson. That's how bad those body wars beat her up. Have you guys ever done that?
Yes, and it made me nauseous, too. I did it, obviously, years ago when we first started going, and it bothered me much, much more than Star Tours did. Mm-hmm. I would not have gone, had it remained open, I would not have gone on it again.
Green, man. I mean, she was as bright as the green I got to wear on the construction site. I mean, it was bad. I don't know. But you got lucky with the Friar's Nook. I mean, how the heck was that open?
Yeah, I had no idea. We just happened to go, and it was there, and I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, sweet. I'm like, we'll take it, no problem.
Have you ever eaten in the Friar's Nook, then?
No, I have not.
I think in 40-some trips I've been down there, I don't think it's ever been open.
Yeah, you had no opportunity to eat there.
No, it's sad. I mean, we just talked about it on a couple shows ago. Like, how as busy as the Magic Kingdom has been, is anything seasonal?
Oh, exactly. I don't understand that at all. And more and more things need to open and stay open, and it's mind-boggling.
I mean, you got Diamond Horseshoe, the Westward Ho refreshment snacks, you got the Friar's Nook, and you got the Tonga Tavern that are open. You got five places open seasonally.
Mm-hmm. And that noodle station there in Tomorrowland's never open either.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's like I don't get how all – and the Golden Oak Outpost is the other one.
Yep.
I don't know how they're all seasonal. And Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yep.
Oh, I don't think that's seasonal. I think that's a myth. That's never open.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with you, man. It's like every time I go by it, it's closed.
Yeah.
So then I heard you guys wandered over to a resort you've never been at before. How'd you like Riverside?
I finally can see what everybody's talking about. It's one of those resorts that, you know, whether we did a whole show and we talked about resorts, and all the guys are like, oh, we love Riverside. You guys obviously love it. And I'm just like, well, I've never been, so I have no idea what any of you are talking about. As soon as I stepped foot on property, we went to French Quarter first, it just clicked. I was like, yep, I get this. And again, it's the theming. It's right. The over-the-top theming, but you're brought down to another place. You're no longer in Disney. You're no longer, you know, at the Magic Kingdom. You're in New Orleans. You're down south. You're in the Bayou. You're by the – like, it was a lot of fun. And even the kids, we were there for about an hour, and we just walked around. And the kids, too, you know, they appreciated it. They liked the theming. My six-year-old played on the playground for a bit. He was having a blast. So it was definitely something that was cool. I got to see, you know – where Bob plays, and that to me was like, oh, that's
the good old River Roost.
Yeah, I'm like, that's cool, because this is where he plays. And I was like, I was such a Disney geek at that moment. I'm taking pictures. The place is completely empty. And my wife is like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't worry about it. You wouldn't get it. And then I told her, she goes, oh, no, that's kind of cool. So, you know, she's turning over. So it's definitely a very cool place. And the way I would say, if I'm not staying DVC, that's the resort I will stay at. And one of my best friends is down there now, and that's where I told him to go. And he can't say enough. He's at Riverside. He keeps texting me, sending me pictures, and he's just like, I love it. The girls love it. This place is awesome. So, I can't find somebody that's going to say anything negative about the place.
And it's one of those things, Pat, at least for me, I think, being from the Northeast like we are, if you were to read the description in a book and you've never been there, you might say, oh, that sounds kind of boring, you know?
Yep.
But once you're there and you see it and you get the background music going and, you know, you look at all the, you know, the architecture and everything, then, like you said, it clicks. I did the same thing when my wife told me where we were staying the first time we went. You know, I wasn't that thrilled. I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be, you know, whatever. And, you know, same thing. 10 minutes after we were there, I was like, this is the most awesome place I've ever been.
Yep.
Well,
yeah,
we got the video the very first year in 97. Well, we got it in 96. We were planning the trip for 97. And I remember I could still see us sitting in my living room right now watching the video. And Riverside looked cute. They flew over and showed the mill and all. But then we seen Caribbean Beach. We were in our mid-20s. We're like, we're going to go stay at the islands, baby. And then we got there that day early, and they didn't have the room. And we went over to Dixie Landing, it was called at the time. And we didn't want to leave Dixie Landing and go back to Caribbean Beach. Because we went to Caribbean Beach first. We couldn't get a room a day early. So that's it. Like I said, they sent us over there. We were like, we were bummed out. We spent the night at Dixie. We took the boats to downtown Disney and Pleasure Island. And then the next day, we had to check out and come over to Caribbean Beach. And we were bummed to leave. But then we loved the week at Caribbean, and I'll never forget it. But there's just something about Riverside. You're like, I was tearing up when you were talking about it, Pat. I have to admit. But there, did you walk like from Old Man's Island like over towards some of the rooms and stuff?
Yep. Yeah. And that, and that's again, it's again, I keep saying it, the theming, but like the,
you look down at the concrete and see the leaves in the concrete, and yep, and you're walking through and like the shade. And like, as we talked to Mike over at Be Our Guest, and when he was running, how running through Alligator Bayou and all that is so much different than the mansions.
Yes, exactly.
It's just so gorgeous. Like, that's why, and I know you've heard the show a million times, or 260 times, I hope. But anyway, like, you understand now why I want to stay as far away from the main house, from the River Roost and the main lobby and boat rights as possible.
Oh yeah, and I've kind of taken that whole thought process, because listening to you guys, and especially when you talk about that, I love that idea. I love going for a walk in the morning and just seeing, well, no matter what resort it is, and just exploring. And that's, and especially at Riverside and at French Quarter, just, you know, the little streets that you see. It's just, it's like you're in your own little world, especially when nobody's awake and it's just you and the resort, and it's phenomenal.
It's nice walking in the morning. Hello, good morning. I mean, it just, you have a smile on your face. It's like I said, when you, especially when you walk along Riverside, when that river, when the Sascoula River is like a sheet of glass, and I'm, hold on guys, don't break my thought here now. I'm dreaming. But when you see that sheet of glass and you can see the bridges in the water and you see the mansions in the water, or one of, it's just so breathtaking before any of the boats, anybody's up. I'm roaming around at like 6:30, 6:15 in the morning. It's like breathtaking. You can see, it looks like a portrait.
Yeah.
And that's what I work for all year, just to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm glad you get it, because me and Dennis loved it for a long time over there. Right, Oak Manor?
Oh, absolutely. That's my Twitter name and my email. And I picked that name years ago based on Oak Manor, one of the mansions over there. And yeah, it's just beautiful. And you were there an hour, Pat. You came to this conclusion. I mean, I know you know this, but I mean, they have horse and carriage rides that you can pick up outside there at night for like, I think it's $30. It's mm-hmm. relatively cheap to take you all over property. And Doug mentioned the boats to take you down to the Disney Springs now. And I mean, just imagine if you were able to partake in all those amenities, and of course Yeehaw Bob and all those things combined for a moderate resort. It's you know, it rivals some of the deluxe resorts in my view.
Absolutely. If I spent a week there, I may, like I said, I may not leave, you know, because it just was phenomenal. But the funny thing about the Oak Manor piece is that I had no idea. Like, I knew there was some tie-in with Disney. I knew that. And then all of a sudden, we're taking the boat from French Quarter to Riverside, and I go, oh my God, it's Oak Manor. Now I get it. I'm like, that's Dennis. I'm like, oh, yeah. Now it click, light bulb. I'm like, I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, but
it's just funny.
Cool,
all
thing.
My Disney friends, you know that, but you know, somebody, some random person that, you know, doesn't know anything about Disney, then what kind of a weird name is that? You know, they have no idea.
Right.
Well, the thing is, you definitely have to go next time you're down in October. What week are you going in October, Pat?
It's the long weekend. It's actually September, October 1st, like that weekend. So,
okay.
You know, so right at the beginning.
Well, if you get a chance, I mean, definitely one of these times with the kids, you got to take them over to see Yeehaw Bob, because it's so kid-friendly. I mean, it's amazing how that resort is rocking when he's in there, isn't it, Dan, like at night?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I guarantee your kids love it so much, they're going to come home with an autographed picture of Bob as he – literally, that's what he does. And the kids line up and can't wait to get his autograph. He takes the time to, you know, personalize them and spend, you know, as much time as he can with each of them. And, you know, the adults have just as much fun, if not more so, just, you know, singing along with all the old songs. And it's just a different night out that you wouldn't expect to have at Disney.
Yeah, because what me and Brent do a lot too, Pat, is when we come back, if we actually do take the buses or take a boat to downtown, or Disney Springs now, we usually get off at the French Quarter, and we'll go in there and we'll get a snack, a baguette or something like that from the bakery, and then we walk from there all the way back to Riverside down the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the it's like one of my favorite things to do. It's because it's just me and her. There's a beautiful trail. It takes you all the way back over to Riverside, and it's a really great night.
Oh, yeah.
Great thing to do, and I'd highly recommend that to anybody if you want to see both resorts. So.
Yep, absolutely.
So where are you staying at in the fall, over at your Poly?
Yeah, we're actually going to do one night at Saratoga. And so I got to see what the hubbub is about, and Dennis's home resort, and
yes.
then a few nights at the Poly.
Oh God! You better call your friends down there, Dennis. The Giannettis are coming to town.
Oh boy, there goes the neighborhood, right?
I heard they're gonna block off the bridge. It goes from Saratoga Springs to Disney Springs.
Wow. Well, I'll just give you a bit of. I'm sure you've looked at the maps already because you're a Disney fanatic now. But if you know you want to call and try to get a location, if you want to be as close to Disney Springs as possible, you want to ask for the Congress Park section. That's the section that you can see from Disney Springs when you're down there. So if that's something that interests you, you can do that. Or if you want to be close to the bus in the main house up there, you'd want to ask for the grandstand section.
It was very simple. That phone call was made yesterday because my wife requested. She goes, I want to be as close to Disney Springs as possible. I said, well, then Congress Park it is, because
yep.
I know that's what Dennis has said.
Yep.
So I made that phone call off of the knowledge you've given me. And
nice.
I put it in, so hopefully the request will be granted, but who knows.
So is
yep.
there any restaurants you're looking forward to at Disney Springs? You gonna make the babysitter night out?
we're really looking forward to Morimoto's, and that's probably the one that we're gonna hit when we get down there. And we don't know, we may do lunch, but they just opened a like a quick service kind of window too. And going by with what you've been saying, Doug, like I may want to just kind of hit the window at Morimoto's, go over to Jack Lindsay's, get a little snack here, get mm-hmm. something from here, because I think there's so many now that are phenomenal that if you don't hit a couple, at least two or three while you're down there, by the time your next trip comes around, who knows what's going to be open or who knows what's going to come up. You got to try as many as you can. So if you take too long sitting down, at least I'd like to get a little flavor of as many places as I can when I'm down there.
That's what me and Bren plan on doing for sure, is spend like a whole night there. Hop on the Sascoula River, head down, and then just float around for 3 or 4 hours, just getting our drink on, because we don't drink a lot at home.
Right.
Even though I'm having a Coors Light tonight, talking to my good friends. But, it'd be nice to just roam around the springs for 3 or 4 hours and just hop from place to place and have hors d'oeuvres, appetizers and try the drinks from as many restaurants as you can down there.
I think my wife's as excited about that as anything else. She really likes the idea of doing exactly what you just said, and I think that's going to be her favorite part.
Yeah, because the springs right now. Did you watch any of the videos on the completion?
Yeah, it looks ridiculous.
Like you could just roam, walk a little bit, hold hands, have a drink, and then pop a squat at the next restaurant.
Yep, exactly.
And then walk around, gain some, get your appetite back up, and pop at another restaurant. And Dan can do it all the time now from Saratoga.
Yeah, and it's, you mentioned all those great restaurants, Pat, and you didn't even mention all the new kiosks that opened up on the bridge way over there, the sausage company.
Right, that's what I was just going to say, that
yeah.
one.
Nope. I mean, you got all those things as well. So, yeah, you're right. If you were to spend a whole day there, you still couldn't eat at everything that's new mm-hmm. down there. And, it's going to take multiple trips. And like you said, by the time you get there next time, who knows what they're going to add. And, and let's face it. I mean, you only have so much money, too. I mean, you got to spread it, as far as you can. And with you bringing the tribe around, I mean, that's a great strategy to, maybe try a little thing here and there. And, that, like you said, that way you get a flavor for each of them, and you may find you favor one over the other, and maybe next time you go, you book a full-on ADR at one of them or something like that.
Well, We're hoping to do Food and Wine with you, Dan. Like, we're shooting for the same week as you this year, but like I've said 100 times now, it all depends on how my jobs break with the, the way I work.
Right.
Most of my trips are not planned in advance. It's last minute kind of deals. But we're definitely going in the fall.
Right.
And if we don't do Food and Wine, my strategy might be going to the parks during the day and then doing what I just said, 3 or 4 nights at Disney Springs.
Yeah, make your own Food and Wine.
Yeah, and just spend the end of each night roaming around down there, because I'll be staying at Riverside. You know, go to Studios, go to Magic Kingdom all morning, you know, have lunch there. But then at night, come home, shower, and then just spend each of our nights at Disney Springs a few nights. I think that would be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got to get at least one illumination in, though. You can't.
No, you know that for sure, Dan.
Right,
but you know what I'm saying. 2 or 3 nights, you could spend at Disney Springs, where the SDK Steakhouse should be open by then.
Absolutely.
And then, like you were saying, the D Burger, I got to try the fry stand.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, go ahead, Dan.
I was just going to say, I saw somebody, you mentioned that, and I remembered it. Somebody tweeted a picture of the deluxe burger there, and I forget who it was, but they were raving about the burger, and they said it was the best burger on property now, so we're going to have to, you know, get Bob down there and see if it overtakes his Laguna burger there.
Yeah, because I even want to get some darn sushi at Splitsville, as much as Bob's saying how great it is, don't you, Pat?
Yeah, Dan? And I said that to my wife when we were there last month, and I said to her, I said, you'll never guess, you know, as we're walking by Splitsville, I said, you'll never guess what they're really known for there. She's like, bowling? I said, no, sushi. And she said, what? She was like shocked.
Yeah, I mean, everybody keeps going on and on. It's just not Bob, because we can't totally trust Bob. I'm just kidding. No, guys, go over to It's All in WDW. Bob gives great food reviews, and he is a foodie. But all the food there, he can't stop talking about, and everybody I've spoken to loves Splitsville food.
Yep.
So, I mean, and anything else high on the list on your next trip?
I know we're going to do the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, which, you know, we've never done before, so that should be fun.
No, you'll have a good time. You got lucky this trip that there wasn't a party going on, so you could have extra magic hours.
Yeah, that's true.
I know where this is going.
No, but that's
great to hear that you're going to take the family and do that. I mean, everybody should do it at least once, and I think you will be totally impressed, and in fact, you'll be blown away by the party. It's kind of a shame that people like Doug and I, we've been so many times and done it, we kind of take it for granted. And we've been kind of rough on it for the reasons Doug just mentioned, but the party itself, for what it is, you will not be sorry that you booked that, and I'd be shocked if you didn't rave about
it. The Headless Horseman is one of the best things ever.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. So we'll see, hopefully it goes off without a hitch, that's for sure.
I know, Dan, like, isn't the Headless Horseman great, Dan?
Yes, yes, Doug, but, they've kind of altered his presence now. Back in the day, he used to run down Main Street. That's what I liked. Yeah, now he does a slow walk because of, I don't know if you saw that, Pat, it was a couple of years ago, but the horse actually went down on Main Street because it had rained and the pavement was a little
low. He slid, that's right.
Yeah, he slid down, and luckily the horse and the rider were fine. Nobody got hurt, but it got filmed because obviously it was in public view, so many people had filmed it. You know, a lot of people film him when he's coming down Main Street, but the fact that he fell, you know, it was out there for the public to see. So they slowed him down, and now he just does a fast walk or a slow trot, I guess.
Right.
In a way, that's kind of good because you can see him more. He used to go so fast, if you weren't looking, you'd hear what? And he's gone. He's gone. But are you going to go trick-or-treating, Pat?
But of course, free candy.
What are you going to dress up as?
It's a secret. It's a surprise.
A football coach from New England.
That uniform I definitely have, so we're all right there. I'm not sure. My wife and I, we said, well, we'll dress up. The 6-year-old will dress up. He's very excited. So we'll see what happens. We'll probably go some Disney-inspired something, and we'll figure something out.
Hey, who's the guy in the Goofy mask? No, but you'll enjoy it. And I know I go on and on and on, and we complain about things. It's because we love it so darn much. It's just that we've said a million times, it used to be special. There wasn't 72 nights. I mean, now there's like I me and Den counted them. What is it, Den? 60, 70 nights out of 90?
It's a crazy number. And, you know, there was one month, I think we were reading off, they should have just told us the nights that wasn't a party, or was a party instead of whatever it is. I have it backwards. But it was only a handful of nights the whole month that there wasn't a party, is my point.
Now, do you guys agree with us? Do you get what I'm saying with the whole, if you're not Disney savvy like we are, if the parks are closing every night, if they have three or four parties every week, and you're planning on going to Magic Kingdom, do you think that's fair that the park's closing at 7 o'clock all the time?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and we've said it on our show. You know, Dave and I go back and forth on this. You know, I'm not saying to give out free park hoppers. I'm saying, you know, split the difference. Just like you've said before, you know, if it's $60 for the park hopper or whatever, charge $30, just automatically give it to everybody because of that simple fact. You know, it's not everybody going down there are Disney geeks like us. It doesn't happen. There's probably more families down there, like my friend who's down there now. It's their first time down there. He would have had no idea. So, you know, something like that where you get a simple park hopper. Because of that, if you're planning your day and it's over and you got to be out of the Magic Kingdom at 7, and we all know the Magic Kingdom's crowded for a reason because it's the most popular park, that's unfair, or that could really ruin somebody's trip. A kid's got his heart set on, you know, riding, you know, whatever ride it is at night, and oh, nope, mommy and daddy didn't know, you have to get out of the park now. So you have to go back to your room. But if you had park hopper, you know, you could at least go, and you can go to, you know, Epcot, you can go to, you know, Animal Kingdom because it will be open late now, whatever. It should be done, but I'm sure it won't be.
No, it's just a shame, like, because there's times where off-peak is less money than, I mean, the way it works is you get more hours at off-peak time when there isn't parties than you do during peak time when there is parties for the same amount of money, if that makes sense to you. Like, off-peak, the Magic Kingdom is open to 9 o'clock a lot of nights.
Right.
So when there's not no party going on, and it's a least amount, and it costs you less.
Right.
Now you have peak time, you're paying more money, and you're getting kicked out of the park 2 and 3 hours earlier.
Right.
It's like, it don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And it's just looking out for people that, like, because of me booking trips, you're like, oh, you got to pay attention. If there's a party going on, you know you got to leave early. What do you mean? Don't I get the party as part of it? No. That's an extra $69. And then they look at you like you're nuts.
You wish it was only $69.
Well, what is it? What is it now? What is the Halloween party?
Now that everything's tiered pricing. So the closer you get to Halloween, the more expensive it is. So our tickets for the October 2nd party. Now it's only three of us going down. So it wasn't terrible. The older kids didn't really have interest in going. So it was $80. That's with a DVC discount for my wife and I. And then our six-year-old, it was $75. And that's, again, with the DVC discount. So three of us going is $250.
Oh, my goodness. Now, do you have park tickets for the day, or are you just
we just said we'll go in at 4 o'clock. That will be fine.
Yeah, my goodness. I mean, you're going to have a great time, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But, I mean, just think about that. I mean, it's crazy. And I forgot about the tiered pricing and how they changed that with the park pricing.
Yeah, one of the guys on our show, I think it was Jeff Williams, who I think he's going either the night before Halloween or on Halloween. He said it was like $105 a ticket.
And what do you get more for it?
Nothing.
Exactly.
It's, it's closer to Halloween.
I mean, my goodness, guys. I mean, how much can they gouge your eyes out?
But we're going to keep paying it, so.
No, what they'll do next is if you book them an hour later than somebody else, it's going to cost you an extra $5.
Yeah. Don't give them ideas, Doug. Stop it.
Jeez, so. What were you going to say, Denny?
No, I was just going to say, I've said it a million times, it's just because it's so profitable, and the fact that, you know, we're just talking about the people keep going, that's why they keep doing it. Doesn't make it right, but that's right. Why, if you're wondering, it's a cash cow that they just can't say no to.
I'm very confident, though. The bubble's going to burst sooner rather than later. Look at just this summer.
Attendance went down.
Right, and you never see the room specials that they're offering right now during the whole summer. And the reason why they're offering it is because the rooms aren't all being booked. So once the rooms don't get booked and they're not booked at the high enough percentage, They'll start making some adjustments here and there. They're just catching a lot of flack right now. And I think if they space stuff out a little bit more, I think that people would swallow it a little bit differently.
Just the way they whacked you over the head with everything at one time.
Right, well, exactly.
I mean, we just saw it, that special program, the Disney After Hours or whatever. I mean, they discounted that 50% because, well, they didn't say why. They just did it. But, you know, it was because they didn't have enough people, you know, pony up the money for it.
Right.
No, I'm just shocked. I'm like, with me and Dan and you, we're always going to go because we're infected by it. We can't get out. But I literally have, and I've told Dan this off the air and on the air, that I have a couple friends that go all the time that are really, like, they're saying they're disgusted by it. And they are one already canceled a trip. Because he refused. He's just pissed by the way they raised the ticket prices on him.
Yeah, and that's, I think it's going to take, you know, more and more people like that, and sooner or later it's just gonna start to level out. Instead of seeing an increase of 20% or whatever and 30% on ticket prices, you know, you'll see your average of 6% or 7% like they normally or were doing for a while. And I really think they'll end up going back to that model, because you can't just keep raising the prices this way. You know, whether or not Shanghai is so over budget doesn't really make a difference.
I ain't going there. And my point was, too, is, like, they're not broke. They're printing money. The only time you expand, like, I've never seen anybody in my entire life, I'm in the business of building, that builds when they're broke. The business is doing bad. Let's add an addition.
Right.
Like, it just don't work that way. The reason they're building right now is because they need somewhere to put their money. Right. I mean, look at the Jungle Book and Captain America.
Right.
I mean, they're over $1 billion, going on $2 billion with those two movies alone in profits right now.
Yep.
I mean, what's going to happen when they? I mean, the stuff, the merchandise is what saved them, because the merchandise in the parks was way up.
Yeah.
All the Star Wars stuff, I think, really helped. Really helped them out.
Mm-hmm.
So you excited about River of Lights?
I am. If it ever happens. You know, they just keep delaying. So, you know, you never know. I would much rather them, you know, delay it until it's right. You know, and sooner or later I'd get around to seeing it. Like, I think when we're there in October, I think that Saturday we'll do Animal Kingdom. So I'm hoping by October it's ready to go so I can see it.
No, we are too. That's one of the things me and Brad, I just can't wait to go to the Kilimanjaro Safari and roam that. I've dreamed of roaming that park after dark since it's been built. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a whole different perspective. I mean, you know, we're familiar with it during the day and, you know, seeing it at night, different vantage points. And I'm sure, we talked in depth about the lighting they're going to have. You know, it's going to almost be like a brand new park for people that are used to going to the Animal Kingdom.
Now, I'm going to let you guys in on this. I got a business plan for there.
Uh-oh.
You guys want to join me and become my partners?
Do you have a patent yet, or?
No, but we're going to have to get one together, guys.
All right.
What we're going to do is we're going to go there, and we're going to charge people. We're going to Uber them to the front gate, because you know how many people get lost in there during the broad daylight?
Yeah, that's true.
You know how we're going to start Goober, and the three of us are going to be Goobers, and we're going to get everybody to the front of the park to get them to leave. You know, I mean, how many times have you seen people lost in that park during broad daylight?
It's very disorienting on purpose, but it is. And, you know, until you've been there a handful of times, it's quite a, you know, very easy to get, you know, misguided, I guess, on your travels through the park.
I mean, that's one of my favorite things to do at that park, and I think that's why I love it so much, because I'm very devious in a way. I'll sit there on the bench drinking a beer and watching the same people go by complaining that they can't get out of the park. Yeah. And it's one of my highlights. It's like it's my own savannah. It's my people savannah, and I just watch them get lost and aggravated in that park.
I mean, it used to confuse me, the two bridges. You know, you have the main bridge when you go in, and then that one that takes you into Asia, I think it is. And I know they look different, but when you've only been there once or maybe your first time, you're like, wait a minute, didn't we come over a bridge and then we were right at the beginning of the park? Where is it? You know, and you can get oriented there for sure.
Very disoriented. And that's what I'm saying. We're going to start Goober, guys. Okay, we're just got to start looking for sponsorship now. Speaking of that, you could drink your Joffrey's now.
Yeah, that's kind of funny because I actually am.
I believe it.
I have my Joffrey's mug. I have my Gico coffee blend inside the Joffrey's mug. So yeah.
Oh, that's very, very good. You know, we go back and forth, but Dennis loves Joffrey's.
Oh yes, I'm a big fan. I've ordered from them online many times, and they have great coffee. And the fact it comes from my favorite place in the world makes it all the better.
Yes. Yeah. The only thing I like right now is I can only drink cinnamon Starbucks because I'm not a big coffee fan. But for some reason, that works for me.
Right. You know, that's just the start. You'll start with the Starbucks. You'll start with the cinnamon. You'll get a little bit more into more coffees. Then you'll start drinking the Joffrey's, and then you'll see what good coffee really is.
Well, I'll try it, but they're all good. but you're in bed with Joffrey, so you can wake up in the morning with your Joffrey's coffee.
That is the best part, one of the best parts about the trips. When the kids are all asleep, I get up, I walk out, I take my refillable mug, I walk the resort, I get my Joffrey's coffee, and I'm happy as a pig in you know what.
Absolutely, that's mine. I get it for Bren to make her happy.
Yep.
And I get my morning bounty platter, and it's happy times.
Yep.
Well, we'll let you go, Pat. Head back over to your buddies at the Mickey Dudes. One of these days, I'll come on and yell at Dave for
you. Yep, absolutely. We're hanging out. We'd be happy to have you. We really want to have you on. We've talked about it many times, and we finally have gotten it to the point where we can figure out how to do it now. You know, it's taken a while. You know, we're 18 shows in, and you know, it's one of those things that you got to get your feet wet a little bit before you can get, you know, the real important guests on.
Oh, yeah, I'm real important, all right. I'm not as highfalutin as our buddy Carmen down there. That was funny. Did you see Dan? She was laughing that we were picking on her, calling her highfalutin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have a good time going back and forth with Carmen.
Carmen's good people. But, yeah, I can't wait to come on and yell at Dave for this whole park hopper deal.
Oh, it's going to be good. It will be a good time. It will be a show not to miss, that's for certain.
Yeah, and I just don't understand. I can't even comprehend why he thinks it's a bad idea.
Because I know he doesn't want the other parks to get filled. If people don't know about it, then, oh, well, they can't go to the park that he's at and bring more people over to him. So, it's, you know, he's just mean.
No, there's something wrong with that girl. We need to make him Joffrey's Irish coffee before I come on. Spike his drink a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
Nah, but I'm only playing. But you guys have a great podcast. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
If you go over to Twitter, you can find us at the Mickey Dudes. You could find us on Facebook the same way. We have a page. We are now opening a website that we just got put together, and we're going to have it launched for June, and that would be at themickeydudes.com. So we'll have a few more things coming out, and just, you know, you could follow any of us. Just go over to the Mickey Dudes on Twitter. You could find any of our handles there. I'm at Daily Walt Disney or at Pat Giannetti on Facebook, so find me there. And feel free to, you know, start up a chat, and we'll get talking.
Yeah, don't start with him too much because you might never get rid of him.
That's it. Sounds familiar.
Just kidding, buddy. You guys do a great job. We love having you on. I can't wait to have you on again, Pat. And I look forward to coming over and yelling one day with you guys.
Sounds good, my friend. Sounds good.
So we'll talk to you guys later. If you want to find me and Dan, if you like us and you don't want to go over to the Mickey Dudes, or you can follow us both. You can follow. You know how to get us at. You can find Dennis at Oak Manor. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. You guys have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you real soon.
caballeros, three gay caballeros. They say we are birds of a feather. We're happy amigos, no matter where he goes. The one, two, and three goes, we're always together. Guitars here beside us to play as we go. We sing and we samba, we shout. What means I caramba?
Oh yes,
I don't know. With three caballeros, three gay caballeros, they say we are birds of a feather. We're happy amigos, no matter where he goes. The one, two, and three goes, we're always together. Oh, we have the stars to guide us. Guitars here beside us to play as we go. We sing and we samba.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.